Hi, good evening. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me for this Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I look forward to taking your questions this evening. For those of you who have not joined me before on this call, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce myself. I have been in practice for 23 years. I'm a board-certified nutritional specialist and a chiropractic physician here in Birmingham, Alabama. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrated medical practice on the campus of Brookwood Hospital here in Birmingham, Alabama, where I had five medical doctors and a very large support staff who worked for me. We specialized primarily in using integrative medicine, the combination of very traditional use of prescription drugs and naturals. For the last 10 years, I have been out solo, practicing on my own. I sold my practice in 2003 when my first edition of my Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome book came out. The book is now in its fifth edition in the bookstores now, available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and many bookstores throughout North America. For the last 5 or 6 years, my practice has transitioned to primarily phone consults. I get to work with patients literally all over the world. I do that because I have relationships with labs throughout North America and even Europe and other places, South America, where I can order the blood work I need to, order the functional medicine tests that I discuss in my book that allow me to find and fix the causes, not merely treat the symptoms associated with fibromyalgia. Tonight, I've got a real special treat because I've got one of my favorite patients that's going to join me here in just a few minutes and come on the line and share her story. And I like to do this periodically because, unfortunately, there's a real doom and gloom mentality that oftentimes permeates through the fibromyalgia community. And that's largely because many of the doctors who have been called upon to be the experts for treating fibromyalgia, namely the rheumatologists, do such a poor job in helping patients to uncover the causes of fibromyalgia and do such a poor job of actually understanding what the patient's going through. And because of that, patients become pretty disgruntled over a period of time, buying one medication after the next, which medication alone is a dead end from fibromyalgia. We know that. If you're listening to this call, you've probably come to that conclusion yourself, that drugs do not cure you of fibromyalgia. Now, the other thing that I have been branded with, and that's fine, I'm happy to take the flack, is that many people will lash out against me on Facebook or other social media sites that are associated with me, and they'll accuse me of being a heretic, because how dare I talk about curing fibromyalgia. And if you read my book or you watch my videos or access any of the free information on my websites or any of the material that I put out there on my blog, you'll know I never talk about cure, because fibromyalgia is really not a disease. It's a syndrome. It's the body is broken down. It's really not a disease. That's why doctors have such a hard time with it, because they don't know where to start and what to do. There's not a drug that can make you healthy. The only way to beat fibromyalgia is to get healthy. And so what I say with my patients, what I say in my lectures to support groups, to conferences, to other doctors, is that, no, you don't cure fibromyalgia, but you can get your life back, and you do that by getting healthy. And that's really the only way to have success with this illness, this syndrome called fibromyalgia. So I'm like all human beings, I do get a little down sometimes when I feel like I'm beating my head against the stone wall and I'm getting a lot of blowback from what tends to be sometimes a very disgruntled minority of fibromyalgia people out there. But I also understand where they're coming from, because for most people with fibromyalgia, it's a very frustrating, lonely road. Most people don't understand fibromyalgia, including family, friends, and in particular the doctors that they're consulting. They certainly don't know how to treat it. And from going years and years without sleep, being on one medication after the other, creating more side effects from these medications, and really watching your life drift away from you, it would be pretty easy to lose all hope and then really be suspect of anybody that says they can make a difference if you've tried all these things. What sets me apart is my approach. I'm not the only doctors having success with fibromyalgia. I would never say that. There's plenty of doctors that are having success with fibromyalgia. But my approach, and of course there's other doctors who are using a functional medicine approach that I do, but mine has been based on the last 17 years of specializing in fibromyalgia. Again, at one time having a medical practice where at that time we used prescription medications, and then for the last 10 years doing it all solo with no prescription medications. Now, I'm not anti-drug, but I am anti-wrong drug or drug-only mentality. I think that that is a recipe for disaster for fibromyalgia patients. And so periodically I like to have some of my patients come on this call and share their story so that you can see that these are real live human beings. And these are some of my favorite people because the people that I work with are people who were really down, they were really out, but they were proactive. They decided they were going to do something, and rather than complaining day after day that nothing was helping, they sought something out. They sought out an expert, and through prayer or meditation or education or whatever it was, they came to the conclusion that that I was going to be the right fit for them. So what I'd like to do here, let me open up this up real quick.
Let it go.
Stephanie, if you could you join me on the call?
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you so, so very much for joining me tonight. Stephanie's one of my favorite patients. She's been working with me for about 6 months now, and she is actually from Alabama, so I don't have a lot of patients from Alabama these days. Most of my practice is phone consults with people all through North America, but you're actually a local girl, so that's great. Hey, what I wanted to do, I want to get you to tell your story, but if you don't mind, I'd like to share a little bit from your history, if that's okay, and then you can kind of share your story. Is that okay?
Yes, please do.
Okay. So a little bit about Stephanie, and she certainly can share more about this, but when Stephanie first consulted me, I remember my first thought was, oh, my goodness, okay, this is not going to be one of the easier ones. And part of that was when we started talking, she's like a lot of people, it's not just the fibro. I mean, it's fibro is, the label they put on you, but you have all these other things that go along with that. So Stephanie was battling high blood pressure. She was having problems with chronic pain. And when she checked chronic pain now in my questionnaire, she checked every single area on her body. So she checked, I think, even her fingernails. So everything that could have pain, arms, legs, fingers, knees, elbows, back, low back, neck, everything was checked. So she had definitely had chronic pain. She had a challenge with COPD, so she's having fibro fog issues and having a lot of problems with low metabolism, so that she was having some issues with weight gain. She gained quite a bit of weight for her because she's a small-framed little person like I am. Having difficulty with depression and anxiety and mood swings and chronic cough. Let's see, just going through here. Insomnia, really bad insomnia, so really not sleeping more than about 3 hours a night and then pretty much up, and that was kind of it. Problems with ADD, ADHD, OCD, arthritis in your spine, cellulitis, problems with some herpes in the past, high blood pressure, insomnia, so exhaustion, fatigue, problems with dizziness, balance issues. I think that's about, I think that's good enough, isn't it? That's
yeah,
a lot.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes,
and
sir.
And then now, if let's see now, on your medication, if I count this right, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think there's 10 different medications that you were taking at one time. So
yes,
anti-inflammatory, Ambien, Valtrex, Adderall, antidepressant, Toprol for blood pressure and high blood pressure. So quite a number of medications, yeah. And had chronic sinus infections, chronic sinus congestion. So you name it and you had it. So if anybody was challenged, it was you. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, if anybody wanted to throw in the towel, you could have done so, and yet you didn't. So share with us, if you will, just kind of where you were, you know, how 6 months ago, and tell me kind of what you've come to a conclusion as we've worked together. Kind of share your story, if you would.
Well, I want to say thank you very much for taking my case upon, first of all, and telling you that you have been a godsend to me and to my family as well. And if anything ever happens to me where I'm not in a good frame of mind mentally, I will never, ever veer from what I am doing at this point right now. I want to take a moment to say that first off. I was ready to throw in the towel. I was ready to give up with everything. I had been to doctor after doctor after doctor, just getting on so many medications, telling me that I had this and I had that, and yes, you have chronic pain, you have these other ailments, but they would only Band-Aid what my symptoms were, and I would get better for just a very short period of time, and then it would be worse. My pain was not limited to one area, and so this doctor would send me to this doctor, and this doctor would send me to another doctor, and I kept telling them, no, there's something deeper, there's something not quite right. And of course, I found out that it was fibromyalgia and chronic pain, and it was just horrible. And then I literally cried every single day for months and months and months and months upon it grew into years. And my sister actually came across your website, and she had been telling me that I needed to try something different. And I'm told her, I said, I have tried everything. I've tried everything that I completely know to try. And she is a nurse. She is actually a NICU nurse, but she is all about the medical field and very brilliant. But yet she could see my dilemma and my decline of trying to go to these medicines that were not helping. And so she came across you, thank God. And I called one day, and of course I did my research, and you know, you're skeptical at first, and you think, could this really be for real? And yet it is. And within just a few months, I had gotten off, like you had said, that I was on at 10 different medicines at one time. I completely am off of every single medicine that I was on. And now I'm on nothing but the vitamins and under your guidance. And I still have a wonderful life. I can get up every day. I can play with my children. I can breathe once again. I can move. I can sleep, which is wonderful. I can actually put my feet on the floor without sending pain up to my eyeballs. I can actually get up and make my bed and go do breakfast and clean up the dishes and sweep the floor without having to sit down 10 times in between each of those projects. It's just a phenomenal change in me 6 months ago. It's just been absolutely 100% wonderful. Now it takes some time to get used to, and it doesn't happen overnight, but if you're diligent and you have a mindset of I want to do this because I want to get better and I want to have a life, then it is 100,000 times worth every ounce that you go through.
And so for you, I know one of the things that we did is, well, the first thing, we finally got you sleeping, because I know that you had struggled with your sleep since your early 20s, and you're in your early 40s now. So
yeah,
you'd had a lifelong issue with this sleep, which really eventually is what catches up with everybody with fibro. And literally, you would wake up every hour, on the hour, I think, and then you could never turn your mind off. And that finally just, you know, when you're like that, it eventually causes your body just to break down because you can't handle that stress. So once we got that straightened out, things seemed to fall into place, and of course we found some other issues that we started working on. And then tell me about your metabolism. We totally changed your metabolism. Tell me about your weight loss.
Yes, I was always a small person from my teen years, and then the worse I got body-wise, the more weight I would put on, and the worse I would feel, and it was like it was just sludge, and it would just stick to me. And I'm 5 foot tall, and eventually I had gotten up to like 185. And on a 5 foot tall frame, that is just obese, morbidly obese, in my opinion. And I was miserable. And I have lost 51 pounds so far since I have started the program with you. And I am down to 134, 135. I'm not even sure what that is. Anyway, I've lost 51 pounds, and I measured today just a little while ago, and I have lost, off of my total body, I've lost almost eight and a half inches from my arms, my hips, my thighs, from my whole frame. So I dropped from a size, I would dare to say that it was an 18, 16 women's, and now I put on a size 8 skirt a little while ago. And it's roomy, and I could probably go down to a 6. So, I'm completely flabbergasted in the transformation of my body, but not only the transformation of my body, the way it looks, but how I feel in this new body is just phenomenal. And for it to happen like it has, it's just been absolutely wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And, you know, I can actually play with my boys. I have a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old, and we go outside and we play soccer and we play kickball and run around in the yard. And I never could do that before, ever. So it's wonderful.
How long has it been since you were able to do that, since you were able to go out and be active like that with your kids? How long?
Oh, I've never been able to do that since they were born.
Wow. Wow.
And, you know, I could go out and play with them, swing in the swing, and I would sit in the sandbox and do sand stuff. And, you know, I may throw a ball to them, but as in playing with them, I have never been able to play with them, as in run around and play with them the way that they want me to.
So
it's been wonderful.
So that people, you know, don't get the wrong idea. You know, the weight loss is a wonderful thing, but it's really just part of getting healthy. The whole goal is to get the person healthy, because that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Some of the patients I work with don't have any weight issues, but a lot of patients have a low metabolism. And so part of correcting these underlying causes of what's being fibromyalgia is to find and fix these things. So one of the things that we saw with you was with the COPD, part of that difficulty with breathing was, you smoked for a number of years, which I was going to spank you with a switch, but you quit.
Yes.
But then you lost that weight, and so because losing that weight, you found that it's not such a labor to be, your body's not having to work so hard to pump blood through your arteries and veins, and your breathing has improved. But the weight loss has reset your metabolism. So now that, you've lost that weight and you look great, according to your husband, but
yes,
you have got more energy, so you've got more zip. So if you're carrying around 50 extra pounds, you can imagine putting 50 pounds on a backpack and throwing it over your shoulders, and you carry that around all day long, not only is it going to compromise your breathing, but your muscles and your joints and your ligaments and just the amount of energy that you've got to have to be able to support that. I think for every additional pound you have 10 miles of arteries and veins that have to support that. So you can imagine how much work your body has to go through to support that extra weight. So I don't want people to think it's all about weight loss. You know, it's more than that. But part of the weight loss is, to your credit, is that, there's a diet that goes with it. And you, like most of my patients, you stick with it. You're proactive, and it's not easy, but you see the end result and the benefit going through it. So, and obviously you think it's worth it.
Absolutely. I've had several people say, you look so different, you act so different, and I say, but I feel so different. Not necessarily the weight loss, as you pointed out earlier, it is not a, that's just a bonus. It's all in the way that I feel mentally and physically, feeling better with the fibro. The weight is just a bonus. It is, and it's a wonderful bonus, don't get me wrong, but it's wonderful to be able to move and feel and get up and down, and sleep is wonderful. It's been phenomenal. Wouldn't change it for the world. And yes, it has been difficult at times. You want to just say, I would love to eat something, that's quote-unquote bad for you. And then I look at it. I know that I changed. The other day I was like, okay, I'm going to actually have whatever it was, a piece of pizza when my kids were having pizza the other night. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have some pizza tonight. And I looked at it, and I could have it. And I was like, no, it's not worth having that pizza and the feeling the way that I felt 6 months ago. And I chose not to have that. And I had broccoli and I had chicken and I had my normal meal that I normally have. And I felt so much better about it. And it was wonderful. So I know that my mind has changed as well. And it's just been wonderful.
One of the things that we did is we got you on NAC, which anybody can get, and we got you for your breathing, which I think made a big difference. And NAC is a over-the-counter amino acid, N-acetylcysteine, which really helps to open up the bronchial tubes and clean those out. And then now the other thing is you had bad headaches, and you've been real successful. I think it's a combination of what we did to reset your metabolism, but also I think, and now unless you disagree, because I want to share this with others, is that Petadolix, I think, has been real helpful.
Absolutely. It's been wonderful. I never thought that in a million years that I could take it, and it actually make me feel better than all of the other migraine medicines that I had been on previously. Never in a million years.
Right.
But it worked.
With no side effects. And it's not Petadolix, which you can get over the counter, Butterbar, I think I mentioned that before, certainly in the book. It's available over the counter in most any health food store, but it's not a slam dunk. It doesn't work for everything, for everybody, but in your case, it certainly did in combination with everything that we did. Well, let me ask you this. In closing, what would you like to share? Anything else you'd like to share with those that are listening tonight?
Absolutely. Dr. Murphy has a wonderful outlook. He is a caring doctor. He puts your thoughts and feelings to heart. He takes that to heart, and I would absolutely recommend him 100%. Anything that he has that he can give to you to try, that is what I was going to do. I thought, you know, I've tried everything for so many years, 18 years, and I thought, well, you know, I will try it for 6 months. What can it hurt for 6 months? And if it doesn't help, then I'll just go back to my normal life of feeling rotten. But if you would give him a try, I know that he would be able to help in more ways than you can even imagine. And have an open mind and an open heart and go for it, and you will never regret it.
Stephanie, thanks a million. You are awesome. I think you're such a wonderful person, and I'm just so glad that we have a relationship together. It just makes me happy every time I think about you and how far you come. It really does make me happy. So, and thanks so much for joining me tonight. I so appreciate you doing that.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate you inviting me, and I thank you very much. You're a godsend.
Thanks. Have a great night.
I will, and you also. Thank you. Bye-bye.